and be able to talk about sex and to be able to talk about consent and sexual assault.
Kylie Angel bravely shared her story of rape with Buffalo State students studying to be social workers. She was raped at the University of Connecticut in 2010. Initially, the school told her the male student who raped her was expelled and found guilty on 4 counts. But after he appealed, he was back on campus, and no one notified her.
I think it took colleges and universities a long time to crack down on sexual assault on college campus because no one was coming forward, or if they were, very few people were coming forward.
Angel says it's so important that colleges work to change a rape culture.
But rape culture is what needs to go away. I would also say that we should tell the same thing to our young men and inform them of the statistics. Tell them, you know, that not all men are rapists, only 3% of men are rapists, that there are so many good guys out there, and we want those good guys to promote awareness.
Angel is now 25 and a nurse. She was one of 5 students who filed a federal lawsuit against UConn for its failure to respond properly to sexual misconduct and failing to stop harassment on campus under Title IX.
I didn't really know that I had rights as a student. You know, they're there to read, but no one ever really tells you you're going to need them. You just kind of assume that you'll be safe.
The case was settled, and now UConn is paying nearly $1.3 million to the victims.
I think that UConn has made many strides. They made a lot of alterations to their police force. They did a complete revamping of it, found 79 areas of improvement, and are working on it.
Angel now works to educate others about sexual assaults.
But now that things have settled, that I've seen UConn do tangible change, that I see things moving in a different direction, I have another wind and another feeling of empowerment. And I am just on, for the rest of my life, will be an activist for this cause.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.